Hey friends, welcome to episode 269 of the Lunatic Files podcast. How's it going, friends? Coming to you on Monday, November 27th, just before 6 p.m. Got a feeling I'm going to be interrupted on this one. Always seems to happen around this time. Try and get through as much as we can. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I had a wonderful time back in Carlsbad. I had my aunt visit, and we just had a wonderful time, the five of us. Funny thing happened, though. Kind of a weird, I guess a surreal experience. I had, how do I explain this? You know, sometimes life imitates art or art imitates life. What do they say? I had a dream the night before Thanksgiving that was sort of like a Jimmy Stewart. Am I get that right? That movie? You gotta excuse me. I didn't grow up in this country. It's a Wonderful Life. So anyway, I had this dream the night before Thanksgiving that someone in my family had died. And it wasn't a dream about the death, but it was a dream of just life going on after, long after, like this person had been gone for a long time. And so I'm in the dream just living my life, once in a while thinking, oh, you know, I really miss this person. You know, it's just so sad that they're gone. And the dream was just that, just me going about my regular life without this person in my family. And then I wake up and I realize that, oh, this person is still with us. And it's Thanksgiving, the time, you know, to be thankful. So it was a very strange start to the weekend. But anyway, it was just a really nice time. For years, this has been my favorite holiday. Just because, you know, it's kind of a simple holiday. There's no gifts, no expectations, you know, it's not religious. But then, this year, I was reading a blog, and I kind of got the Native American perspective. I mean, I always knew there was a perspective, but just to hear it, or just to read it firsthand, sort of ruined it in a way. Not completely, but, you know, the more you think about it, just think about it from the perspective of Native Americans, it's just a constant reminder of, you know, the crap that was done to them. And then, so you have that, the lie, and, you know, we're used to being lied to, so that in itself is not very different, I guess, but just the lie about the history, and you know, to add to it, you have I think it's, is it Native American Day or Aboriginal Day, is the day after Thanksgiving, so basically Black Friday. So they put it on a shopping day, and then you got, you know, all the football going on. So then you're going to have the Redskins versus the Chiefs and all that stuff. I don't know. Sort of ruined it. I'm not going to let it ruin the whole thing, but funny, I never thought of it that way before. Like I said, even though we all know the real deal, it's just looking at it from that perspective kind of changes the way you look at it. So watched the parade with my kids on TV, the Macy's parade, and the whole time I'm thinking, yeah, this is a great tradition. But how long is it going to be until this Macy's parade becomes the Amazon.com Thanksgiving parade? You know, Macy's has held out longer than they probably should have, right? The way they're hanging on to that business, sponsoring this parade. And I can just imagine Bezos, you know, now the richest man in the world, thinking, is it the richest man in the world or the richest man in the country? He's definitely up there, right? Thinking that he's just going to wait for this thing to almost die, and then he's going to save it, and it's going to become the Amazon.com parade. So we did that. Of course, watched a lot of NFL football, which is always fun. But you know, I haven't been like watching as closely as I used to. And what I noticed this year is that the touchdown celebrations are back, and they're back in a major way. I mean, they seem to swing from one extreme to the other. So there was a time when there were celebrations and it was getting out of hand with Terrell Owens and some of these guys. Then they just completely put the claps down and they called it the No Fun League, right? NFL. No, you know, penalties for celebrations or excessive celebrations. And now it seems they've just taken all controls off and they're back. And I have to say, I'm not super happy about it because they're so contrived, these things now. I mean, it's like a choreographed routine, like a whole Broadway number that some of these teams are doing. And I definitely call me a purist. You know, hand the ball to the ref or spike it. But this stuff is just insane. And I guess the Patriots coaching staff is not too pleased with that stuff, and they have an internal policy where the players aren't supposed to be talking about that stuff, which makes sense. See, if you're all business, then you don't want to see that. So what else has happened? Oh yeah, so the other day, let's see, when was that? 2 days ago? So on Saturday, we went back to our favorite local seafood place because my aunt was still in town. And it's the same place where my wife thought I was going to tell her I quit my job. I don't know what it is about that place, but something funny happened again. We were there, and whenever we're there, I like to take my little guy, my four-year-old, to the lobster tank to look at the lobsters. And, you know, we've been doing it for a while, and so when we're at home, he talks about them sometimes, and he wants to play the lobster game, which is, you know, the lobsters just kind of walk all over each other and roll around, so he likes to, like, jump on me in the bed and start, you know, rolling all over me like we're lobsters. So anyway, so he's into the lobsters, so we go to the lobster tank again, and this time, for some reason, the tank is kind of empty. So there's, you know, usually they're like piled all over each other, and this time there's just, I don't know, six maybe on the side of the tank, and then another two in the center. And the two in the center are fighting, and their claws are clamped shut, so they can't claw each other, but they're fighting. They're like, kind of like, it looks like a fencing match, you know, they're going back and forth, gaining ground, losing ground, doing that thing. And I looked at that, and I just couldn't help draw a comparison in my mind to office politics. And, you know, anyone who has an office job, you know what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sensitive to it because I've been away for 12 years and, you know, jumping back in. But it reminded me of office politics because these lobsters are completely oblivious to the situation they're in. There's, what, eight lobsters, maybe fewer than that, in the tank? It's 5:30 on a Saturday evening. What are the chances that these guys are going to make it through the night? Right? What are the chances? It's pretty slim. Meanwhile, these guys are dueling over this tiny little bit of tank real estate. Oh, it's just ridiculous. But that is the nature. That illustrated the nature of office politics to me. You're fighting over what? A corner office? Fighting over, you know? What are you fighting over? You know, it's crazy. Look at the stock price. We've all got more important things to do. Okay, so let's see. What should I do now? See, let's go to the emails because email, singular. Nice long email from Kyle. Conceding my point on the Louis C.K. thing. So small victory for me. That's great. Acknowledge the problem of this guy, you know, blocking the door and then proceeding to do what he did after he tricked these two ladies to accompany him to the hotel room. But then, you know, Kyle's not going to let it go. He says, yeah, but still, you know, are they completely absolved of any responsibility? He's talking about the victims in this case. I think you have to look at it in two ways. One is what is proper and the other is what is smart. And I think what you're talking about is what is smart. Probably not very smart to go back to a guy's hotel room, ever, which is what I'm going to teach my daughter. But we should still expect proper behavior from these guys, and we're not getting it. So I'm kind of, you know, split down the middle there, Kyle. I concede your point, but at the same time, you're talking about what's smart, not what's proper or socially acceptable, which is what Louis C.K. obviously, he did something that is not. Okay, he goes on, I had another thought in the day-to-day life that was along lunatic lines. And it definitely is along lunatic lines because I've had the exact same thought. And that thought is when you go to a restaurant or to a shop or something like that, and then these guys ask you to donate to one of their charities. In this case, it was some fast food place, but I've experienced it at the grocery store, a lot of places. They want you to donate. And my feeling is, why don't they just donate, right? They want the publicity and they want you to donate. And yeah, sometimes they match, sometimes they don't. But what I've always wanted to do is carry around my own donation bag or something like that, or you know, take out my phone and go to, you know, some cause that I think is important and ask the cashier if they want to donate to that. That really bugs me. I agree. And it's every time as well. And yeah, I don't know why they do that. I guess it's a feel-good activity for them that doesn't really cost very much, does it? Because it's your money. So completely with you on that one. And then as he's asking about cryptocurrencies, you know, I'm just as dumbfounded as everyone else that this thing, Bitcoin in particular, is up near $10,000. Is it $10,000 per coin? It's just incredible. And let's see, is there a question in here? Oh, the question actually goes back to the U.S. Treasury trade, right? So people buying treasuries on margin, at what point interest rate hikes will put those funds underwater. So I'm having trouble reading here because the my battery on my phone is low and the screen is dimmed. So at what point will these funds be put underwater? I don't know. I think you would have to be a pretty substantial increase in short-term rates in margin financing. As Rick likes to say, it's well above my pay grade. I don't know. But any deleveraging, right? Anytime these guys are forced to deleverage, anytime they incur losses somewhere else and they have to start raising money, that's when these strategies get in trouble. And so, yeah, it could be bad. It could be bad. And then that would, come to think of it, I mean, that's the way that a spike in short-term interest rates would translate very quickly up to the, you know, up the term structure, right? Because that would immediately result in a ton of selling in treasuries. Okay, and then let's see, watching the Bitcoin chart. Yeah, the force I see most important in the rise in price, which is still ongoing and will likely grow, is the normies. Oh, my phone, darn, my phone is gone. Is the normies getting in? Absolutely. Normies, meaning institutions, meaning people through ETFs, people through futures contracts, that's going to keep pushing it up for sure. And when you just look at what's going on, you got to think that this is going to end badly, right? This is definitely going to end badly. You just don't, these things, they just don't continue like this without people getting hurt down the road. Now, the thing though is, you never know, Bitcoin might be okay. I have no idea what the exit for Bitcoin is. But remember back in the dot-com era, which is what this feels exactly like, people, when they were pointing at the bubble forming, they would point at Amazon, right? Amazon was the target of all the criticism, and Amazon is the one company, you can say, that really transformed the world, the way people shop. And to this day, is still going strong. So I think that, yes, we were in bubble territory, absolutely. But you never know. Bitcoin may be the Amazon.com that changes the way transactions are processed, or perhaps how, you know, money is saved, or perhaps how other things are done. And, you know, people might do okay in it. So who knows? All right. So let's try and get through some of this news. I'm just waiting to be interrupted here, but let's see what's in the news. The irony update. Gizmodo.com. The switch to LED lighting has completely backfired. This is funny. So you know I love these stories, right? Where there's some control, centrally planned effort to you know, enforce people's actions with some perceived outcome in mind, and then it completely backfires. Well, this article seems to claim that's happening with LED lighting, because LED lighting was supposed to reduce power consumption and make us greener and all that nonsense. But it looks like it may have had the opposite effect, because the fact that it's cheaper makes people use more of it, which is kind of like a pretty solid economic principle, right? And because people are using more LED lights, you have more light pollution. And scientists using satellite images are claiming that the use of LED lighting is resulting in more pollution. I never saw that one coming, did you? Okay, so what else do we have? Oops. Rocket launch will prove Earth is flat, California man says. This guy was going to launch himself into space to prove that the Earth is flat, and I think something happened since I clipped this article that is going to prevent him from doing so. But right off the bat, the first thing you have to think, I don't know if there's any flat earthers out there in this audience, but I don't know. Isn't there just too much science out there based on the globe for this to be a conspiracy? And if I'm right, then this guy clearly doesn't have the fundamentals of science on his side, right? So the idea that he's going to launch himself into space, all I can say is I just wouldn't want to fly with him. How about that? Okay, confirmation bias update. 3 to 4 cups of coffee can do more good than bad for your body, study suggests. I'm a coffee drinker, so that's exactly what I want to hear. Music is shutting me down here, but look, we are going to keep going. How do I do this? Oh, that's interesting. It's not letting me shut it down. All right, I'm just going to talk right over the music. I'm going to keep this thing going here. What else we got? Driver tries to cut into Trump's motorcade in Florida. You know, when there's a guy in that office you don't like, doesn't it always seem like he's in town? I remember when I lived in Boston, there was it was Bill Clinton. It was the Clinton years, and man, it just seemed like every other month, either that guy or his wife was in town, completely jamming up the streets and causing big problems for everyone, especially me. So there's that. And then finally, we'll get through this. Al Franken. Franken will not resign, but embarrassed and ashamed over misconduct allegations. And another article. Franken says he's ashamed, but looks forward to getting back to work. What a jerk, right? And this just illustrates the sad state of society, right? And especially government. Because this guy, after what he did, I mean, it's been like this for decades, right? He's not going to resign. And, I'm part Japanese, and I'll admit that on that side of the world, they go a little bit overboard with the honor and the resignations, but man, there is something to it. Because when someone resigns after a dishonor, it's not to preserve their own honor, right? It's them maintaining the honor of the institution, whatever it is, the company, if it's the government or family or whatever, removing themselves from that, saying, I have behaved dishonorably, and so I'm doing this to preserve the honor of the institution. This institution has no honor, clearly. It's like I said, one after the other. These guys never resign. So what does Franken say? I've let a lot of people down, and I'm hoping I can make it up to them and gradually regain their trust. I know I have a lot of work to do to regain the trust of the people I've let down. Don't you hate that? So after all that, right, the groping and the forcing the kiss on the woman and all these women coming and saying that he touched them inappropriately during a photo op, someone asks, so are you going to resign? No, I'm good. I know I let you down, but nope. I got a lot of work to do, but I'm good. No resignation here. All right, and that's the Lunatic Files for Monday, November 27th. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.